Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, this year we've heard a lot about President Biden's 30 by 30 plan and what it would mean for livestock producers, especially in the West, who utilize federal lands for cattle and sheep grazing. This week, ranchers, policymakers, and industry stakeholders from across the country gathered virtually for the Public Lands Council's annual meeting. And PLC Vice President and Colorado rancher Mark Rober says they're watching the 30 by 30 plan very closely and making sure that they're part of the discussion.
Well, I think today, you know, reaffirmed what we've kind of said all along is that we need to be a part of the discussion and help guide the discussion. There's going to be things along the way that we'll say, well, we can maybe live with that. Things that we said, maybe not so much. And then things that we just say, oh, well. So that was kind of reaffirmed today, and I think we'll continue down that road. We're willing to be a part of the solution. We keep telling the administration that, and they really can't do it without us.
And he says that a couple of the other topics covered this week included the ongoing drought and wildfires. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.